Thank you so much for your testimony. Any questions? Thank you both so much for coming. Pam Palmer?
Pam Palmer.
Sorry.
I'm speaking favorably for Bill SB 668. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking time to hear my concerns. My name is Pam Palmer, and I am a mother of a sex abuse victim. My family was involved in a class action lawsuit against an evangelical mega church located in Maryland called Covenant Life Church, or CLC. The lawsuit was dismissed in 2013 primarily because of the current statute of limitations. Our case included 11 plaintiffs, six of whom were abused in Maryland, and I can assure you this is just the people that came forward. There were many others that could have and didn't have the strength to do so. The legal complaint alleged a multitude of heinous sexual abuses, including a pedophile ring covered up over the course of 30-plus years by the pastors of CLC and their parent denomination, Sovereign Grace Ministries. In May 2014, a former CLC youth leader, Nate Morales, was convicted of molesting multiple teenage boys during the 1980s. Another former CLC pastor, Grant Lehman, admitted under oath that he knew about the sex abuses done by Morales, should have reported them, and did not. In addition, Lehman admitted on the stand that in 2007, a group of CLC pastors discussed the Morales abuses and chose not to alert authorities at that time. When these CLC survivors, including my daughter, some as late as 30s or in their 40s, overcame the psychological effects of their abuses enough to hold these pastors accountable, they were unable to have the merits of their case even heard in court because the statute time clock had run out. Although the alleged sex abuse cover-up in CLC is an egregious example, unfortunately, it is not unique. Minimization of sex crimes within Protestant churches is rampant across the United States. However, sex abuse cover-up is not only in religious institutions. Just this past month, local news reported that Montgomery County Public Schools had also covered up sexual offenses for over 20 employees and contract workers. The very organizations to which we entrust our children for care have repeatedly failed to protect our children. The result? Sex abuse survivors often face lifelong psychological trauma, unable to deal with it until their 30s, 40s, and even sometimes 50s. Sex abuse survivors have a high incidence of psychological disorders, suicide attempts, and often needing therapy for years. When abuse is incestuous, there are complex family issues involved that can delay reporting. When there is pressure not to report from religious leaders, it can take decades for victims to break free from that indoctrination and come forward. In conclusion, I am appealing to you to add a window within the law for past sex abuse crimes and to extend the statute forward. I also want to just state I am offended that the only group testifying against this bill are representing the Roman Catholic Church, who through neglect are responsible for the rape of thousands of children, and now are denying justice or attempting to deny justice for my daughter just to protect their own assets. Thank you for hearing. Any questions?
Thank you very much for your testimony.
Okay.
Teresa Lancaster?
Yes.